Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Angela met this guy, Trevor, on Match. And what was great about what was initially appealing about Trevor is that he was photographed with all these dogs. He's hanging out with his friends. You know, looks like the all-American boy, good-looking dude. She finally meets this guy in person. He's as good-looking in person as he is in these photos. He has the charisma. He's got the charm. He can hold his own in a substantive conversation. So not only can he be funny and quirky and cool, but he also knows how to get real when necessary. And Angela made it clear that one of the most important components for her in a relationship is the sexual chemistry. She doesn't apologize for the fact that she loves sex. And if there's no chemistry, there's no sense in wasting time.
We get that, right?
Yep. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
So she took him home with her, and while she didn't go into too many details, she said that she had a great time. He left around 2:30 in the morning, gave her a hug, kissed her goodbye, said he would call her later. She was sure she would see this guy again because she felt they really connected on that physical level, and nothing.
Gone.
Yeah, so she is totally confused, understandably. And unless there's any other detail that we left out, Angela, we're just going to go ahead and call him.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything, so you might as well.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, Trevor.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Trevor, it's Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim from the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. We all have you on speaker.
Hi.
Oh, man. Very cool. Very cool. What's up, guys?
You are. It sounds like you're at least familiar with our show if you're not a regular listener.
And I am a regular listener. Yeah.
Oh, even better. Thank you.
Great.
And
thank you, guys.
With that, we were hoping you would be open to doing a second date update with us.
Oh, huh. not the coolest of cool, but oh goodness, I have a sneaking suspicion.
I'm curious. Can you tell us who you think it is, and we'll compare notes?
I think it's this girl I met named Angela.
It is about Angela. It is about,
yeah.
Angela.
Wow, man. It's the freakiest thing ever. Like I don't know that I can even describe it with words.
What? Oh,
it's just some freaky.
Can you describe it with sounds?
Yeah, I don't know. It would be a little painful, perhaps. I like this girl, man. Like, you know, like you know, we met on Match, and like, just great profile, like super cool personality. You know, we went out, we talked, we had a great time, and she's got this like, I don't know, like this like sexual energy. You know, she just, there's something about her that's very just, I don't know, it's like mysterious, but it's pretty cool. And, you know, she's hot, super attractive. I mean, we just, you know, we had dinner and we had some wine, and she was getting me pretty worked up just over dinner.
Wow.
And then she said, oh, you know, like, I kind of want to take you home. And I was like, oh, okay, this is going well. And then she starts like talking to me about, yeah, I'm gonna take you home. I wanna tie you up and get you naked. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's a jackpot, you know.
Sure.
I got this hot girl. She wants to take me home, tie me up naked. All right,
let's go.
So, sign me up.
Yeah, right. So we get home. She ties me up, and then she blindfolds me. So now I'm like, all right, we're adding a layer of like freakiness to this. That's cool. I'm just gonna go along, play along. But then everything just went quiet. I'm tied up, I'm naked, I'm blindfolded, and it's silent. And then this kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like this kind of weird new agey music. I mean, it was kind of cool, but it was like, am I at a massage? Like, should I be meditating? I didn't know what was happening. And this went on for like 5 minutes. Like, she wasn't even in the room. It was just weird. And,
maybe she was prepping you. She's getting you in the mood. I don't know. Getting you to relax.
Gathering the necessities.
Yeah.
Getting you in the zone.
Well, guys, I'm getting a little nervous, you know, because it's kind of like I met somebody's house. We just met, like, and, you know, it's like an episode of Dexter.
Yeah, she's going to rob me. Yeah, you know, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm adventurous and whatnot, but this is like, okay. But then she comes back in, and like, she's talking to me, and she's kind of using this, like, really sexy, like, sexy voice. You know, it's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, she starts, like, rubbing something on my chest. She's kind of, you know, rubbing something down below. But then this is where it gets freaky. And then I realize it's like shaving cream. She's, like, rubbing me down with shaving cream.
Oh, so not like a hot oil or something. It's just...
No.
What'd she do? Shave you?
Yeah, she shaved me, like, bare. Like,
oh, for real?
Like, from my neck down to my ass. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Like, just completely shaved.
What?
I would have freaked my...
And what? How are you reacting? What are you doing this whole time?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think it happened in such a way that I just didn't know what the heck was going on. I was tied up. I was blindfolded. She was, like, taking her time, and she was, like, just this sexy talk the entire time. Like, I think I was in a state of shock. Like, I just had no idea what the heck was going on. I was like, this is not what I planned when I went out this evening.
And she didn't warn you? She didn't say why she was doing it?
She didn't ask if it was okay.
What the plan was?
No, we never had a conversation like, hey, I'm going to tie you up and shave you. It was just like, this is what happened. And then, you know, she, like, cleans me up, and then she all right, you know. Look, I'm not gonna lie. Like that was awesome. But then it was like that happened, and next thing I know, she's got like this little blankie, and she's just curled up next to me, and she's like asleep. And it's like, okay, you just blindfolded me, tied me, shaved me bare, and now you're just like asleep.
It's like full service.
All right. Well,
I think Jeff's over here thinking sounds like a good night to me.
It's a little different, but I would like to get Angela's response to this. Angela, you have been great at holding your tongue and allowing him to speak. We would love to hear your response.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because, like, he was totally allowed to speak the entire time I was doing that to him, and he never complained. He never even said, like, what are you doing? And it was like, I mean, everybody kind of knows what shaving cream smells like. I think, like, he knew right away what was going on, so right. He never said stop. I gave him a safe word. He didn't ever use it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What was it? Was it gazebo?
No, I don't even want to say what it is because I use it all the time and it's special, but...
Yeah, you don't want to ruin
it. Weird to me because you seemed like...
Like gazebo is now.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm muttering to myself.
We're revealing Jeff's safe word.
That's
and he
not
gets
a safe word.
His safe word is gazebo. And...
That is so your safe word.
So are you into like a clean-shaven guy? Are you into the shaving process?
Yeah, what is the shaving about? I don't
Did you lift the right things
that.
In order to get the right things done?
I like to mix it up, and it was just sort of, you know, I go into my little closet of tricks, and it just was like the thing I felt like doing. I've done it before. Usually I've never had anyone have a problem with it.
Well, I'm not saying anybody has a problem with it. I'm just curious, like, what's the turn on?
Is there something really sexy about smooth skin?
There kind of is. It's like, you know, like, swimmers have those, like, really great bodies, and they always shave it. There's just something about, like, that contact of skin to skin, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Plus, right. Like, hair in the mouth.
Are you a really hairy dude, Trevor, when you're not shaving?
I don't think I'm super hairy. I'm probably just, like, an average dude.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the thing is, too, if there was a safe word, I don't remember it. Because I think, honestly, I was just in a bit of a state of shock on this whole thing.
Hmm.
Obviously, you know, whatever. But the thing is, it's freaky because the problem is, like, now my hair is growing back.
I was going to say, is it getting itchy?
Oh,
yeah, probably. No,
it's itchy, and it's like I'm getting, like, some chafing, and I got ingrown hair. So it's just like...
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe there was, you know, that 1 or 2 days is like, okay, whatever, I got some smooth skin, and, you know, my are smooth, whatever, but it's like, now it's like it's uncomfortable. It's actually quite miserable, you know? It's like I'm just constantly, you know, fidgeting because it's like, ah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So the shaving is off the table, but would you be open to maybe...
Something else from her bag of tricks?
I mean,
hell,
does that
knows?
Mean you're out as far as Angela's concerned?
Yeah, I think I am. I just I don't think I can go out with somebody who, if that's our first date, that's our first experience together. It's a little too freaky for my taste. You know, it might work for some guys, and I know there's plenty of guys probably they're like, I'll go on a bet. It's just a little too freaky for me.
Not for you.
Okay.
Well, you know, we appreciate the honesty. Thank you for that.
I want to know if you used like a no-name brand two-blade? Did you use a Gillette disposable with the gel strip?
Were you able to do it all with just one?
Yeah.
I did it all with one, and I did it with a gel strip razor because, like, that's the most comfortable. That's what I like.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, the whole shaving thing. It is not for everybody.
That's a new one on me. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I think it would be terrifying, though.
I would have been crying.
Yes.
I can't even watch a Gillette commercial without, like, freaking out.
Yeah, but you're blindfolded and you're tied up, and then you hear...
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing?
Around my nipples?
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Well, Angela, thank you very much for putting yourself out there and coming on the show. And you've been very candid and honest and open. And we appreciate and we kind of admire it a little.
Yeah, you keep getting your freak on.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thanks. Or if, like, anybody calls in and they're interested on hearing this, put them in touch with me.
That happens sometimes.
If anyone's in need of a shave, give us a call.
Yep.
And we'll put you in touch with Angela. All right. Thank you so much, Angela. Take it easy.
Okay. Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Second date update call. You need us to do one for you? Either call us, 513-749-2320, or email Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
I'm trying to find the movie that inspired Gazebo.
I'm trying to remember what the safe word was in the movie with Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman where she had stolen his identity and they were driving cross country back to his house and she picked up the dude in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
What movie was that?
Oh, I can't remember what it was called.
I was thinking about that this morning.
Jason Bateman.
About safe words?
No.
Identity
about how my
thief.
Memory, identity thief. That's what it is. About how my memory is just...
Oh, mine is terrible.
Shot.
Foxhole. Yeah.
It never seems to work.
Foxhole.
Foxhole.
That safe word is foxhole.
I thought it was foxtrot.
Foxhole.
Foxhole. Yeah, yeah. Don't you guys remember that study we had a while ago that was saying that you don't have to remember anything anymore because you can always look it up?
That's part of it. And I have also heard that you only remember what you really need to remember. Like,
I believe that's true.
Yeah. I don't.
I think that is, yeah. If it's important, you will remember it. If you don't remember it, then it must not have been.
I agree. When I make a conscious effort to remember something,
right,
it almost never fails.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't need it now,
you just don't make that conscious effort very often.
No, I don't. You know, my brain is only so big.
I know, and you're only using 5% of it.
I can only stuff so much stuff in there.
Right.
That's like guys remember the weirdest stuff about a movie or movie lines. They don't need that crap.
I mean,
they
what's
just like it.
Fascinating to me is I get around my dad, who's turning 76 in December.
Yeah.
And, you know, he doesn't hear stuff. He doesn't remember stuff. But he can tell you stories about a ball game he played in when he was 18 years old. He can tell you where he was, who he was playing against, exact play that happened, what the score was. He remembers all those crazy details.
How many points he got.
Oh, yeah. He can tell you.
But he can't tell you what.
But, yeah. He can't tell you what.
What he had for dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys can't see it, but I'm watching a clip from an old Stephen King movie from 1983. And it's the gazebo scene, which was like a key
line. That was your inspiration for your safe word?
No, because this guy would... like go under some kind of weird hypnosis thing, and that was like was a key word in the movie, and it just always stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I I use it like when I need to come up with a random word, it's the first word that I think of.
Mm-hmm.
822 Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, and as Jen mentioned, if we can ever do a second date update for you, send us an email, Jeff and Jen, two N's in Jen, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 826. A few patches of fog out there this morning. The sun is coming up. It's going to burn off that fog, high of 68. Right now it's 43 at Cincinnati's Q102. You need a pretty specific combination of body types to be able to pull this off. Somebody who's really strong and another who's really flexible. Police in northern France were baffled by a string of robberies that had been happening on an airport shuttle bus. The trip took a little over an hour. And people kept saying stuff had been stolen out of their luggage, which didn't make sense because their bags were in the cargo hold under the bus the whole time and no one had access to them. So how was this stuff disappearing?
A ghost.
Well, they were like, it must have happened before they were loaded in. But then one of the bus drivers figured out what was happening when he noticed a large suitcase start moving on its own.
See, it is a ghost.
When the bus got to the airport, one of the passengers picked the bag up and tried to leave with it, but the driver at this point had already called the cops, and there they were waiting. It turned out the guy was working with an accomplice who was hiding inside the suitcase.
That's hilarious.
And once the bus would start moving, he would unzip himself, go through the other bags, and steal anything valuable, including laptops.
Now, there must have been a lot of room in that cargo hold then for him to be able to move around like that.
Yeah, enough for him to maneuver, for him to get out of the suitcase.
And to get the bags open.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't you guys remember on that movie, what is that, Ocean's 11?
It was one of the Ocean's movies.
Then they had that little, I don't know, Asian man that he would contort himself into certain positions, and he got into that little suitcase, and that's how he got into the vault. That's what made me think of instantly when you told this story.
I immediately thought of R2-D2.
Why did you think of R2-D2?
There's a little man in there controlling it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is a man in there. Forgot about him.
Sorry, everybody. Spoiler alert.
R2-D2's not a real droid.
Both guys are about 40 years old. Yeah, it's kind of funny because now, isn't it remote controlled?
I mean, the ones that I've met.
Yeah.
Like back in 1979, they actually had to have a guy physically in there, maybe?
I think maybe.
Well, I saw that picture. They have that picture that goes around every time the Star Wars things come out that has the cast, and it's the guy that played Chewbacca, who's like 7 foot tall, and then Carrie Fisher, and what's his name, Mark Hamill, and then they have the smaller gentleman that's R2-D2.
Both guys are about 40 years old. The one who hid in the suitcase was sentenced to 8 months in jail on Monday.
Wow.
The other guy had a slightly longer rap sheet, so he got a year in jail.
That's pretty ingenious, really.
Yeah. Gotta be flexible.
I don't think any of us are going to be climbing into any suitcases anytime soon.
Nope.
You?
Flexible. I start doing my stretching exercises.
No. I can't even touch my toes.
And can you see them?
Yes.
That's good.
We think an airplane seat is crowded. Try to get into a box.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.